On a recent morning, Kehea Adams dropped off her children at Bayside MLK, Sausalito and Marin City District's K through 8 and largely minority school. Adams, who grew up in Marin City and went to these same schools herself, is part of the school's parent group. She says she's not happy with the current school board district. One reason, not enough resources, like teachers, aides, and basic supplies.
So we have one teacher who teaches, I think, technology, and then she's also the assistant principal teaching math, combined class, 7th and 8th, and that's hard.
Adam says it's been like this for a long time.
It's been going on for years, and they're just passing our kids through, you know, barely, and when they get in high school, they don't know what they're supposed to know, you know, and it's sad, you know, because they're struggling.
But now Adams is hoping to see some changes. This election year, two of the five seats on the Sausalito-Marin City School Board are open, with four candidates vying for them. One that Adams is supporting is Marin City resident and longtime Bayside volunteer Deborah Turner. Turner says she's running after witnessing firsthand continuous cutbacks at the district school.
If I'm on a school board, I'm going to make sure this stuff is in hand, you know? I mean, school starts in August. We got to have books by then. We have, and nobody, it's just the ball has been dropped all the way down the line.
Across the highway on the Sausalito side is the district's public charter school, Willow Creek Academy, where the majority of the area's children go. The charter, founded just 15 years ago, has successfully attracted parents back to the school district, says Willow Creek parent Kate Storr.
It's easy to look back and say, my God, you know, there's so many problems in our district, but it's really also important to look at the huge progress we have made in just becoming a district where families are willing to commit to the public school system.
And that was largely due to the work of district board member Bill Ziegler, who wanted to get more parents and students to stay in the area. Ziegler's term on the board is up this year, and now he's fighting to stay on.
There's some unfinished business, primarily. There is an achievement gap in both schools, both the public school in Marin City and in the charter school.
But a recent state report critical of the board's operations is heating up the race for Ziegler and his fellow incumbent, District President Caroline Van Alst. The report accused the district of financial favoritism towards Willow Creek and diverting money and resources away from Bayside MLK. The board and Willow Creek say the report is flawed. Here's Ziegler.
It misidentified them and has created new problems.
Willow Creek parent Kate Storr agrees, saying some of the racist allegations are unfounded. But she says the larger issue for her is the achievement gap at both schools, and that's where she wants to see change.
And I can't think of a community that has more resources to tackle that challenge than Marin, and particularly Sausalito.
And back at Bayside MLK, parent Kehea Adams says, in the end, she wants a board that is willing to do the work to improve the entire school district.
You know, dig in and make some changes, make the board do what they need to do in support of all the kids.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.